live on 844. One of the great things about living in Chicago is you can see everything. And I love Cirque du Soleil. I haven't been to a Cirque du Soleil show in a while. We were going to go in Vegas last year. We didn't make it.
Yay. Right.
There's two regular installations in resident shows, I think, in Vegas at any given time.
We did not go to Cirque du Soleil, but we did go to a sushi restaurant where all the waiters and waitresses did dance performances.
They all wanted to be in Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Chicago native and Cirque du Soleil performer Kevin Beverly's here. He's going to Chicago Academy of Arts again after he left in 2008. He said, "I'm never coming back." But today he's going back to his alma mater, and he will be performing. Are you going to be performing in Volta?
Yes, I will be.
And Volta, prior to its opening this May, you're going to go and are you going to show the kids some dance this morning?
Yeah, I'm going to give them a little dance performance of what I do in Volta.
So all right.
It'll be fun to go back.
So when you went to Chicago Academy of the Arts, what was your specialty or what did you want to do?
I was in the dance department. And so I did,
dance doesn't sound dangerous for sure.
Right. So I was I did gymnastics as a kid. So I always was this like acrobatic dancer.
Okay.
And I did my last 2 years of high school there, and I started taking circus classes right before that, and I always knew that I wanted to do something more than dance.
What is acrobatic dancing mean? Like you try to break a bone or what's
up? Yeah, basically, right? Now, you basically are dancing, but doing, adding my gymnastics background, like acrobatics and flips into the dance to kind of make it one fluid movement. And it's more creative movements more than just a ballet background.
Would it look like an Olympic level floor exercise?
Not to what you see on the television, no. This is a hard stage that I use. I don't have a little spring floor, a nice carpet floor.
Right.
So not as high level, but there's, I would say, better dancing than the Olympic floor routines.
Do you have good leap?
Yeah.
I mean, what's your vertical jump?
Oh, man. We just did some fitness testing at fitness tests at work. I don't know. I don't remember what I did. But
I have a vertical leap of over 2 inches. I mean, I could show you, but I don't want to make you feel bad.
Prove it.
Tell me about the show itself.
So Volta is a super fun show. It's one of their newer touring shows. It's about, I think the story is really about finding your true self and being really comfortable in the person that you are. And it's a really high level show, a high level, high energy, lots of extreme sports. There's some BMX, but at the same time, it stays true to the Cirque du Soleil like brand with the acrobatic numbers. Like, for instance, I do a number called hoop diving, Chinese hoop diving, where basically we have these hoops that rotate, that spin, and we jump through them. The idea is to not hit them. So
now you said there's some BMX, bicycle riders.
Yeah, there's riders.
Now, have you taught them how to do dancing? Or?
Yeah, so it's kind of fun having these guys in our show with us because, they're not used to the performance world and we are not used to the street skate park world. And so, yeah, they do a lot of choreographies with us, which was very interesting to learn in the beginning. We have dancers of 10 years and then we have BMX guys in the same room learning these choreographies. So
when did you join Cirque du Soleil?
I joined Cirque du Soleil in 2016. It's when we started the creation for Volta.
Have you been around long enough now where you can suggest things
for
the choreography?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I could give my
what if we do this.
Yeah what about that, what about this? Yeah.
Because the choreography's got to be incredibly intricate. What sort of sickos are sitting around imagining these things?
No, it's a good time. I mean, we had a choreographer and an assistant choreographer creating the show, so the artists have a lot of input in the creation. So,
but you got to be the visualization of being able to see flying in a particular way, so it's artistic and and visually pleasing.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to just a demolition derby where two people fall into each other.
No, there definitely needs to be some choreography.
Right.
So you said you started going to the Chicago Academy for Arts for your last 2 years of high school.
Yes, yeah.
And then you also were taking circus classes. Were you, prior to that, a kid just taking dance lessons, or was the goal always to get into the academy?
So I started gymnastics when I was a kid, and so I did gymnastics from like 5 years old till 9, and then I had one of my best friends who started dancing. So I kind of made that transition, and I danced competitively in the suburbs for 10 years. So that was basically my life.
What suburb?
Grays Lake.
Grays Lake? Oh,
represent.
I love Grays Lake.
And then I actually saw Cirque du Soleil on TV. On the Bravo network, I saw Verikai is one of their shows, and it completely blew my mind. Like 100%. It was the merge of dance and theater and circus and acrobatics that I didn't know existed, but it was like almost exactly what I wanted. So I found circus classes in Evanston at the Actors Gymnasium, and I started taking them around the same time that I went to the Chicago Academy. And
Other than you, is there a rock star in dance now? Because, like, you know, Dave and I are old. Yes. You think of Gregory Hines for Tap, the late great Gregory Hines.
Like
for,
Baryshnikov.
Baryshnikov, Rudolf Nureyev. Is there a modern
a
rock
bit
star?
More in the circus world now, but I can't think of. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, Instagram and on social media, they have all these very big name dancer. I mean, big name. I use in quotations because social media is funny. But no, I don't know if I can give you a suggestion.
How do you get ready for a show?
Warm up. Lots of getting, you know, getting my body prepared, getting my mind prepared. We do 30 minutes to 40 minutes of makeup every day. Mm-hmm. So you put your headphones in, you kind of get in your mind space, finish that makeup, and then get into my warm up routine.
How much stretching?
I'd say I'd like to have 45 minutes of stretching and ab exercises, getting my back ready, and yeah.
What's the most dangerous move you make where you could get hurt or have been hurt in rehearsal?
We do a trick in the hoop diving act called three-way cross, and there's three hoops, and they're all facing different directions so that three of us acrobats, we jump into the hoops at the same time. One is at the top, one's in the middle, one's in the bottom. So my normal position is in the middle, which is the scariest because you have someone going under and someone going over.
Sure.
And so sometimes we switch, though, and sometimes under the guy jumping through the top one. So
how many times do you rehearse that before you try it in a show?
Oh, man.
Hundreds?
We had a 7-month creation, so many times. But before we go on, no. I warm up. We put down our mat and we do a couple lines back and forth of like.
So once the show begins, that's it.
Yeah, it rolls because I'm on stage almost the whole time. So I'll go on stage for the first 30 minutes and we do what we call cues, these choreographies, or I'll move a prop or be a character in some point. But then before you go on for your act, you have like 15-20 minutes, and then it's game time.
What do you do if there's a miss? If there's a miss in show,
so
do you make it funny?
What's fun about hoop diving? It's a very specific.
There's a sentence never heard on the show before. What's fun about hoop diving?
So what's cool about it is that it's made so that it allows you to fail. Hoop diving, there's these hoops that are just held on by magnets. So if we hit the hoop, they fall over. The audience sees that. We are human. We put them back up. We look at the audience. We see if they're interested in us doing it again, which they always are. They always cheer louder, and we go back and we do it again, and we bust it. It's a really fun time. Our idea of a perfect hoop diving act is one hit.
And I would assume you're all perfectionists.
Yeah, and we even now to this day we've done I think 674 shows. I think the last one I did on Sunday night, and even to this day when we hit, we come backstage and we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that.
It's so funny in show business. You remember the bad, you don't celebrate the good.
Man, we're so bad at that.
Yeah. You mentioned Steve. You asked him who's the new big thing in dance, and you said you weren't sure. And there's like YouTubers and people
right.
with presence and whatever. I know the dancer Maddie from the Sia videos,
right?
Because
Maddie
she's
Ziegler.
A huge. YouTube or you know Instagram, right? Do you aspire to be a personality like that?
You know,
with that presence,
not necessarily. No, personally, I really enjoy the art of it all. I love really digging deep. You know, on top of the hoop diving act in Volta, I'm the backup for the main character, and so I do a couple times a week. I go in as the main character, which is he tells the story, and at the end he does a 3.5-minute contemporary dance solo. And I really enjoy diving deep into this character. I think it's fun to play something and really portray it to an audience more so than have that fame. I think when I was younger, I was more interested in that fame. But,
okay,
yeah.
Can you hang around a second?
Yeah, of course.
Because I was going to show you a couple of things in the break that you could incorporate in the show.
Teach me your tricks.
CirqueDuSoleil.com/Volta for tickets and information. It's going to be May 18th through the 23rd. The signature Big Top, the Soldier Field lot, 1410 Museum Campus Drive. It's it's Cirque du Soleil.
Come see us.
It's always great. It's always entertaining.
It'll be fun.
And you are doing a celebrity walk-on. I'll come out and just do one of my tricks.
Of course. I'll be on the red carpet. I'll bring you back.
I do this thing where I get out of a recliner super fast. Yeah.
How long are you going to stretch, Steve, before that?
After. Yeah, only stretch after. And 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. It's a shame we're on the 18th floor. I mean, I am really doing some amazing acrobatic things here in the studio.
I wonder if Kevin's looked at the video of us playing foot golf, because I believe we've got some footage of you kicking and whatnot that could be used.
Is that when I tore the ligament in my knee?
Yeah, they can incorporate the BMX riders.
I've definitely not seen that video, and I'd like to.
They could also incorporate the part when I went, ow,
yes,
and I sat down. Kevin Beverly's here, and Cirque du Soleil Volta coming to Soldier Field for the parking lot outside of Soldier Field, the big old tent. Normally, you know, it's been at United Center. Now you're at Soldier Field, and that's a great thing. So get your tickets and do it soon. CirqueDuSoleil.com/Volta. When you go back to the Chicago Academy for the Arts today, what age kids are you going to be talking to?
Oh, man, I think I'm going to be talking to freshmen through senior. So what age is that?
No, it's your 14 to 18.
Yeah, 14 to 18. Yeah.
So are you going to be able, can you at this point, can you see a kid where you go, oh, kid's got talent?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, all of those kids at the Chicago Academy, they're super talented and they have lots of drive. So,
but there are kids that separate themselves.
Yeah, of course. You know, there's the people that finish high school and they decide to do something else, and then the kids that finish high school and they, you know, they soar. They do everything they want to do. It's amazing.
So what did you do at 18? Where did you go at 18?
I moved to, my dream school was the school in Montreal called the National Circus School, the L'École Nationale de Cirque de Montréal.
Dave, do they have a good football team, the circus school in Montreal?
From what I hear,
yeah. Lacrosse team, yeah.
And what happens at the National Circus School?
So it's a three-year program, and it's like I would say it's compared to a conservatory. And so you have a major, you have a minor. My major was actually trapeze, and my minor was diving, which I do. And yeah, I'm not kidding.
It's fantastic.
This is a real thing. And so it's the hardest thing I've ever done. It is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. circus all day, and then 6 p.m. to like 9 p.m. kind of academics. Like, we had French class, we had circus history, we had anatomy in French, by the way.
Had you flown on the trapeze before?
Yeah, prior at the Actors Gymnasium in Evanston, I've done some aerials, and so I had some.
So you have no fear?
Of course I have fear, but back then I didn't.
So it's all in French. Were you fluent in French before you got there?
I wasn't at all. I took some French
He's
classes.
Going to school.
Now I speak fluently, but okay. I tried really hard.
You're taking anatomy being taught to you in French.
In French, yeah, that was tough.
And you're not fluent in French. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be a challenging situation.
But they do it on purpose. They push you. You know, you take. I remember when we had trampoline class first year, and the teacher the first 6 months was like, "I'll do French and English with you," and then after he's like, "No more. It'll just be French." So
obviously, when you're doing stuff, trapeze and various things, you can't be thinking about a miss.
Yeah, focus is important.
But if you fall. Do you have time while you're falling to go, career choices?
I think that the repetition and the rehearsals and training have trained us for all this. You know, you don't fall very much. And
but that big old net is pretty stable.
Well, the kind of trapeze that I'd use didn't have a net. So
you were wired.
When we go high, we have to make sure we're being extremely careful and we know exactly what we're doing. And when we come low,
are you tethered?
It's something called dance trapeze where it's basically on a winch. It's on a line that brings you up and down. And no, you're not. I'm not attached. It's just holding on by my hands. But
there's a lot of potential here to get hurt.
Yeah, and with hoop diving, it's an acrobatic form where you're jumping through these hoops, so you're not going 40 feet in the air, but there's more of a way of that you might mess up because you're literally jumping through a 3-foot hoop. So it's a little bit more of a manipulation-specific skill where in trapeze, if you mess up, like if I miss my hand, I can make it look like I didn't. But
this is a bad comparison, but I've done stand-up comedy forever.
Okay.
And comedians generally don't watch other comedians unless it's somebody they really admire.
Why is that?
It's uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, and also we're bitter. but do athletes in Cirque du Soleil watch the show?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have.
Do you find yourself just amazed at what you're watching?
No, I think I wouldn't say amazed. I love seeing shows. I love being inspired. I told you about it's all about the art for me. So I love seeing my friends or people that I don't know performing to give me new ideas. And we have specifically at Volta backstage, we have a TV where it shows the live feed. So when we're in between cues or backstage, we're usually watching the show.
Do you ever dream moves? Like, do you wake up in the middle of the night and go,
especially
we gotta
try this? School, I used to dream I was super flexible, and I'd wake up and be like, oh, I'm not actually that flexible. It's very sad, yeah.
You know, you're 28 now?
29.
29 now. You know, and that flexibility and stuff starts to go away. We talked about a 38-year-old in the show. Could you see yourself doing this another 10 years?
Yeah. I mean, the age thing is it's definitely it's scary. It's the question you don't want to answer, but it's I would like to do this as long as I can.
And what do you do after? You coach? What's
people
the career
do
path?
A variety of different things. They change careers. They coach. I would like to stay in the artistic realm of it. I would like to choreograph. I'd like to direct and for different companies. We'll see. Yeah, I'm really focused right now on my performing career. So I
sure.
I kind of act. I'm like not thinking about it. But
sure.
I
And how many days a year are you on the road?
All of it. All the days. We
how do you have a social life? You date people in the show?
That's the hard part. If you don't date someone in the show, you're doing long distance. So that's what we all do.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, our show is, we have 10 girls with 42 people in the cast. So it's a...
10 girls?
Yeah.
Good God. Give them some protection. each girl has a guard.
But we do, between each city, we have about 5-6 days off. And then once a year, we have 2 weeks off. So... And we have one day off a week, so...
But you love the life.
I love it. I'm so happy. I was telling her, so I watched TV, I watched Cirque du Soleil as a kid, and it's what I wanted to do, and now I'm here, so...
Any brothers and sisters?
I have two older brothers who don't do what I do.
Yeah, what do they do?
Oldest brother's in marketing, in business marketing in New York City, and my middle brother is here in the suburbs. We're in a construction company, yeah.
You ever try to teach them anything?
Just
to mock them?
He's only 2 years older than me. He was like, I made him do acrobatics with me, and he hated it. Like, he hated it. Mm-hmm. But I still, like, see videos and photos of us being stupid and playing around. I'm like, see, you're the reason I did circus.
It must be cool that they come to the show.
Yeah, I always love when my family see it. When Volta was in New York, my brother and his family, he has two kids now, so my niece and nephew got to see me, and that's really fun. I want to inspire them. I want to be the cool uncle.
No kidding.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's great to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Thanks.
Congratulations on your success.
Thank you very much. Come to see Volta, guys.
Absolutely. It's CirqueDuSoleil.com/Volta, and have fun today at your alma mater, Chicago Academy for the Arts. Did you ever have a test or something you didn't finish, you need to make up, you can go back to that.
I want to think about the academics.
Yeah, the academics, that's old school. Yeah. Well, you made it. You're okay. You're doing fine.